News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A three-time All-Ireland winner with Tyrone, Conor Gormley, is calling on all sporting organisations to have defibrillators on the premises. The call comes after a club match last weekend when Conor's dad, Sean, his life was saved thanks to the prompt use of a defibrillator when he suffered a heart attack. Conor joins us now. Morning, Conor. Let's start with the most important thing. How's your dad doing?
Oh, he's in good form. He's still in hospital since, you know. He's a bit scundered being in the hospital, looking out the window at that goodwill I will have there lately, but not good for him, and hopefully maybe getting out next week if all goes to plan, you know, so looking forward to getting home.
I'm sure. Tell us what happened. You were playing against Ardbeg for your own club, and what happened?
I was playing, playing for Cagmore, we're playing against Ardbeg in Ardbeg on last Friday evening, a league game, and played the first half, and just coming out then for the start of the second half, just walking sort of into position, and chatting to one of my teammates. And one of the team management came running over, and he just says, your da. I looked over in the stand, and I could see him just lying in the stand, and I just took off running over toward the stand, and when I got there, and things was stressful, you know. Sort of one or two of our own club mates had were talking to him just before he sort of collapsed, and they sort of took over and got him in a recovery position, and then thankfully a few nurses and stuff were attending the game from their Bow club, and they were on the scene and then started sort of CPR and that after that, you know.
How important was it for your dad that the defibrillator was present at the club?
Oh, absolutely massive. You know, then once the girls started the CPR, then the Arbo club got the defibrillator out, and I got it opened, and I got the pads on, and it started to go from there. But absolutely massive, you know, only for it, I would say, we could have been chatting a different story today. And, you know, thankfully that Arbo had it there, and it was in working order, and only for it, you know, definitely we're very thankful for it.
Must have been extraordinarily difficult for you. I can't imagine how stressful it was. You're there preparing for the second half, chatting about tactics or whatever with your teammate, and to get that bombshell hitting you, I can't imagine. You must have been shook for you're probably still shook after.
I honestly still sort of shook a wee bit trying to get the head around it, what sort of happened and what was said and what had done and what maybe didn't do and all that, you know, still trying to sort of come to terms with it, but suppose the main thing that he's healthy and well now, you know, but I definitely a massive shock, and as I said, only for the swift thinking of, you know, the people that were there, the club people that were there, and their Bow club for getting the defibrillator out, it would have been totally different. And as a family, we're grateful for what the people done in such a stressful situation, how they were sort of thinking so clearly and that. I don't know how they done it there, but it was just amazing the work they done there at that time.
What is the story, Conor? And look, I'm not expecting you to know what happens in every GAA club. I know there's one in my own GAA club in Dublin, but do most clubs have them at this stage? Do we know? And I suppose the other question is then, that even if the defibrillator is there, do people know how to use them?
I suppose within Tyrone, I know the likes of Cormac Thrust here through Cormac McAnallen.
Of course,
they've been pushing hard to get them out, and I think the Tyrone as well, the Tyrone Wellbeing sort of committee, you know, health and wellbeing committee. They've pushing it hard to get every club in Tyrone, GA club in Tyrone, with a defibrillator, you know. But massively important that all clubs that look about it, you know, we've seen a soccer club up here. One of the defibrillators was vandalised and damaged, and you know that could be costly to a family, costly to somebody losing their life, you know. So it's crazy that people would go and damage one. And I think, you know, through local councils and stuff up here, there's clubs can avail of funding to buy a defibrillator, so that's very important that clubs know that. And as you say there, get people trained up on them and to use them, and how to use them correctly and when to use them is massively important as well. You know, you could use it in the wrong situation as well, you know, so, but that's someone that maybe needs to be put out there, that more people, you know, learn how to use them would be most beneficial to everybody within the community.
So, I mean, the goal would be that every GAA club, every major sporting club in the country would have
I
one.
It would be, I suppose, definitely. You know, we're setting off to a club game on Friday evening. You know, mum and dad heading down, and little did we know that we were going to be needing a defibrillator to save my dad's life on the Friday evening, you know. So you never know what's around the corner, and it could happen this evening again at another game, you know. So it's vital important that clubs look about getting one within their community or within their in the club grounds. That's massive, I think.
Okay, well, look, thanks so much for talking to us, and look, we wish your dad well with his recovery, and Conor Gormley, thanks so much for talking to us this morning.